Do you feel pressure when one of your fellow comedians introduces you as the funniest woman on the planet?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of an overstatement. I'm like, hey, there's like a billion Chinese ladies we haven't even heard from. So let's not, maybe you could say in parts of the Midwest, I would be comfortable with that. But the planet is kind of crazy. It's so crazy, it's okay if they say that. That's fine. It's ridiculous.
You're coming here to the Schaffman Hall at the Jefferson Center on November 23rd. What's the most important thing Roanokers should know about you?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm much shorter in real life than I am on television. Yet people always seem to be completely shocked. They're like, oh my God, you're so small. I'm like, well, on TV, I look like a giant. But yes, I'm 5'1", and we will have a very fun hour and a half. It will be a very good escape from whatever problems you may be having or may not be having. It's just an hour and a half of fun.
How would you describe your comedy?
As a conversation with the fun lady at the end of the bar, and you don't even have to talk, and I'll just talk for an hour, and it's an escape. That's what I think entertainment like should be. Like, I don't have a point or a message or anything. It's just an escape. It's like a movie. It's like the movie Arthur. It was very funny, but, you know, you didn't really learn anything. You just had a nice time.
The Roanoke audience, I imagine, has a small-town feel to it. Do you adjust your material much from place to place?
Not really. Maybe the first, you know, first 5 minutes or so, just if there's stuff I've noticed in the town or the area and stuff like that. But really, like, people, when they first start comedy, they get afraid to leave their region. And I'm like, you know, people are the same everywhere. People all have parents. People have kids. People have cars. People have dogs. You know, it's like we're really pretty much the same.
I've been looking at your tour schedule. You've got a busier itinerary than the president.
Yeah, it's a really busy from September till May. It kind of goes crazy, but I like it like that.
Is it hard to keep your...
It's organized chaos. It's chaos, but it is organized.
Is it hard to keep your energy level up from night to night?
I've learned how to just really relax in the daytime and lay low. So I used to probably burn the candle at both ends, and now I just kind of burn it at one end, so I'm okay.
A few years ago, you entertained troops in Afghanistan touring with Lewis Black, and thinking about that is funny all by itself to me. But do you often get a chance to tour with other comedians, or is it mostly solo now?
It's mostly solo. I mean, I'll have an opening act with me, and then we try to do, like, festivals or... Like, I did a charity event on Monday in Los Angeles. It was a golf tournament, and it was Kevin Nealon, the guy from Saturday Night Live, and Weeds and I. He was the host. And then there was, like, a ton of comedians that I never get to see. So that was a lot of fun. So we're trying to do stuff like that so we can see each other. Like, we used to see each other all the time before anybody, you know, got famous or anything. We were just in comedy clubs with one another. But now all of my friends are kind of on our own, so... It's fun. That's what summertime is for. We'll do a bunch of festivals and then just work. Everybody's doing like 15 minutes, not your own show, just part of a show.
You include relatives in some of your material. Does that make them less inclined to talk to you at family gatherings?
Oh, no. They get mad if they're not in the act. They don't care what I say as long as I take them somewhere awesome for at least once a year, which I do. And now most of them have little kids, so now they can't even go. So now I just get to make fun of them and they don't even get paid back.
You ever have any interest in doing a sitcom?
No, I don't. I have no interest. I can't have that many bosses. I've been my own boss for too long. It's too much of a process that probably will fail anyway. And I just can't. I'm too Irish to be told what to do by people who don't do it better than me. I'm like, no, you can tell me what to do if you can do it as well as me or better than me. Then I'd be totally willing to listen. But it's too many executives. They don't even know anything about comedy. It's ridiculous. The whole process is, I'm surprised there's anything on television, actually. Seeing the process, you go, I don't even know how anybody got a show on, even if it was bad. I don't know how you did that. I don't have the wherewithal to fight with those people.